This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, folks. We have been visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of G&O Inc., and he brings with him a special guest, Jerry Bologna, president and CEO of JEDCO, same organization, neighboring parish, but he conducts interviews from his office, not parking lots, unlike Michael Heck. Welcome, Jerry, to the show.
Thank you for having me, Newell. That's why I love your show. I never know if we're going to be discussing the serious topics of the day or it's improv hour.
With Michael Heck, it's tough.
Right. They all get merged. By the way, just before you let Jerry off the hook here with this highfalutin, like, oh, you know, great leader thing. He's also a DJ. I just want you to know he's DJ legend Jerry. And so let's just get that out there.
What is up with that?
It's just kind of all a bunch
in the
of
water.
Midlife stuff. Yeah, no, it's a midlife crisis, and it's weird and awkward.
Having a number of revenue and profit centers, right?
That's right. Diversify.
Absolutely. So, you know, Jerry, it's interesting. We've been talking about real estate a lot, and obviously you're here to talk about some development ideas that are going on in Fat City. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Fat City, as you know, from your previous roles, has been a priority of Jefferson Parish for many years. I know you probably hung out at the Spanish Galleon and others, but it's been a priority, and it's a priority for a number of reasons. One, geographically, it just sits at the center of the population of Jefferson Parish in the region, and it's got so many benefits, but it needed attention over the years. It needed improved infrastructure and attention, and really starting with then Councilwoman Cynthia Lee Shang when she was the district councilwoman, and continuing with Councilwoman Van Branken and now Councilman Hans Loscherberg, they've all put an emphasis on developing Fat City, and they've all made put their stamp on it and made some incremental improvements. But what we're seeing now is really working with the Metairie Business Development District, who really oversees the economic development activity within Fat City, a focus on green space and parking and creating that environment that we think is going to continue to attract private investors to want to be in Fat City.
No, I've been a big supporter of that. As you well know, I built a district station there, made the first floor commercial space for that very reason, involved myself in a land swap in order to do all of that so that we could try to leverage that and create the momentum. And it's so good to hear that this continues to be a priority issue for each of the multiple council members that are responsible for that area, and that it continues to be at the forefront of a lot of the thoughts of a lot of folks in development in that area.
Yeah, I think the focus on green space is important. As you know, there's really a significant amount of multifamily housing. There's lots of density in Fat City, and in an attempt to soften the look of the area and create an environment for investment is important, and it's going to get more investment. But we're blessed to have folks in the area that have invested heavily. Of course, that starts with people like at Drago's and Lakeside Mall. They're all significant investors in Fat City. But we really want to see more and more small businesses. We think it's a great location for the tech industry and others to invest in because it has a lot of attributes such as the walkability and access to restaurants and all sorts of quality of life offerings. It's a unique asset for us in Jefferson.
Do you see, you know, historically we had an issue with a lot of different property owners and trying to get them together and get them on board. I was listening to an interview, I think that the head of the Metairie Business District or the Fat City District Association was with Tommy Tucker and a business owner there. And he was kind of skeptical of this approach and what was happening. And he said, you know, they've really stayed the course and they're true to the mission relative to these pocket parks, softening it up. Because what we really want is for a lot of the folks there to reinvest and reimagine how their properties are presented and how they're utilized.
That's absolutely correct. As I mentioned with the high density, unlike other areas where you have fewer major landowners, Fat City has lots of individual owners that have small parcels. So it's difficult to conglomerate a large parcel of land to do something substantial. So it's imperative that we get the individual owners to invest in their own properties, upgrade and modernize their own properties. One, to protect the tax base of the parish, but to be able to attract young and upwardly mobile residents, that's a real priority for us. We need to attract more folks to the area.
And there's a lot going on in that area, right? Because Lakeside continues to reimagine itself. When you think back 20 years ago, what it looked like and what it looks like today, it's vastly different.
Lakeside is an extreme outlier in, I would say, in the mall sector. At a time when many malls across the country were overbuilt and experienced closing and downturns, Lakeside continues to invest heavily in that property. They continue to be successful in attracting new retailers to the area, and it drives a lot of traffic into that central area of Metairie.
Absolutely. Let's pivot for a second. You guys have released a recent report and action study relative to the insurance crisis in Louisiana. Can you tell us about some of those recommendations that this plan offers?
Sure. So insurance being our biggest priority right now, we know that everyone, present company included, is experiencing the increases in extreme increases in insurance premiums. Starting last year, really when the Louisiana Department of Insurance had announced their incentive program to attract new insurance carriers to the area, we wanted to get out ahead of that and prove that Jefferson was doing everything it could do to make Jefferson more attractive to insurance underwriters. So we commissioned, with the help of Jefferson Parish, the council and parish president, allocated some funds for us to develop an action plan. That action plan is available on our website at jedco.org, but it highlighted some of the changes the administration had already put in place, some enhanced building code requirements, other things that paint us in a good light. And we're happy to say that after the first year of that incentive program being in place, a disproportionate number of policies coming off the citizens' rolls are in Jefferson Parish, and that's disproportionate to the positive. Really, 18% of the new policies written through that incentive program came from Jefferson Parish, 23% of the new premiums. So it's a slight sliver of good news on the insurance front, but we know we have a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. Jerry, as always, we always appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with Michael Heck when we return. Stay with us, folks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.